Permit is not required?
Would not be required.
So then we need to amend that motion, because I was saying we need to get the permit, if required.
That was going to be my question when you, is, did I need to get the permit? So it sounds like now it's the arborist or so-called arborist that's supposed to get the permit?
Well, it's really...
If they get the letter from the arborist that's with that requirement that Dave said in there, the permit's not required.
Otherwise...
They've gotten letters from arborists.
But it just...
We've got a letter from an arborist.
But it doesn't have that.
So this is where I'm going to, what's missing, and the person that's, to me, I'm going back around, is not sitting around the table. Somebody has got to go and say, well, here's the missing information, and are we able to get that missing information with the tree being down?
Right.
Yes.
From that arborist, you should be able to, because he's the one that took it down, and he's the one that considers it unsafe. He needs to do...
Does he have pictures? And again, what's the burden of proof on that person?
I think he just has to do a letter of correctly.
I think we could, just so that it's all clear, there are just two steps. Either an arborist report that's acceptable to the city from this person, you don't need a permit, or you need to get a permit and there may be some mitigation fees by the city requiring you to replace the tree or to pay a certain level of expense for the taking down of the tree. So those are the two steps, if I'm correct, those are the two steps. Those are the only two steps that you need to think about.
Yeah, only two options.
Yes.
All right, so in other words, you're saying if I reach out to this guy and tell him I need a letter from him saying that this tree was diseased.
Wait a second.
And that's why it needed to come down.
Unsafe.
No. Not here to advise him.
Unsafe. He's an arborist.
Speaking about the ordinance.
To you.
Yeah. This letter needs to say that the tree is diseased. Well, first he did a on-site inspection of the tree.
Right.
The tree is diseased. There's no mitigation for the tree, and it shows an unacceptable risk.
Okay.
Yep.
Got that. And if that don't work, then we pull a permit and pay a mitigation fee and whatever else follows through with the rest of that.
Correct. And then anything else would be a civil issue between you and...
Until the next meeting to get all that done.
Correct.
When is the next meeting?
We need to make a determination.
Give me a date. Date of the next meeting.
January 27th.
January 27th.
We need to make a determination, Dave. Is there a noncompliance?
Okay. Are we ready for a motion?
Yeah, we need an order of noncompliance.
Ready for a motion.
Okay.
Do you have it?
$250 administrative fee, require the homeowners to obtain a permit if required for the next meeting in January. Bring
Fifth.
It back to the next meeting.
January 5th.
We need to make a determination of compliance or noncompliance.
Right.
We haven't done that.
Right.
We do find them in noncompliance.
I'm in noncompliance.
Find in noncompliance. It says $250 administrative fee. Require them to obtain the permit if required before the next meeting in January.
Or an arborist report in the alternative, and then I'll second.
Maybe we wouldn't require them to get.
Arborist report as the alternative.
Yes. And I'll second that.
Do we need a...
Richard was the second.
Do we need an arborist report, or do we need the proper documented...
Statute indicates arborist report.
Okay.
Outlining.
Okay.
Those issues. Okay. So we're ready. Okay. So, find property non-compliance. It says $250 administrative fee. Require the homeowner to provide an arborist report or obtain the permit if required and bring the case back at the next meeting in January.
I like it.
I second it, yes. That's
and second. All right. Mr. Mr. Van Valkenburg?
Yes.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
Mr. Finch?
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Ms. Cameron recused herself. Mr. Feast?
Yes.
And the motion passes 5-0.
Thank you again for coming in. If you have any questions, I'm sure that Mr. Hooker can help you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
I will get your information.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Moving on to 9D. Case number 2024-728, property address 96 Ocean View Avenue. Mr. Hooker.
Yes, thank you. Case number 2024-728, Julie Glass at 96 Ocean View Avenue. Alleged violations are Land Development Code Section 4.6.14, obstruction to visibility on corner lots, and Code of Ordinances Section 70-6, maintenance of right-of-ways by owners of abutting property, and Section 70-92, landscape materials and right-of-way. Synopsis is corner lot line-of-sight issues. Property appraiser's notes depicting homestead, a particular property of a homestead parcel, Volusia County tax rolls, as well as the deed. Notice of violation. Case started on September 20th, 2024, with a compliance date of October 21st. This case is for the line of sight issue on a corner lot and the vegetation blocking a stop sign. This little schematic here indicates how vegetation should be. So if you're at the corner of the property line, and you go in either direction, back 25 feet, there shouldn't be anything in that line of sight issue. And then furthermore on the notice of violation, the original notice was returned as unclaimed. However, I did receive a phone call from Ms. Glass stating that she received notification from the Postal Service about a letter, and we had contact with her, and we discussed that line of sight issue. And on November 1st, we posted the property for today's hearing with the outstanding notice of violation and the affidavit of service was hand delivered to her and posted at the property on November 5th. These are the four separate violations since 2021, pretty much three of them.
For the same reason.
For the same reason, yes. So pretty much every year, just the growth gets over and over. And that's the last one. That one right here is this particular case that we're dealing with. Photo authentication affidavit, 10 photographs. You're going to see 7. On November 5th, and 3 taken on November 15th.
Bless.
This is posting of the property. I'm sorry, posting at Town Hall in accordance with Florida Statute 162. Just a different view. And the line of sight issues. This is coming down. You're going westbound on Ocean View to Peninsula, and that's what you see. Now, this is about the driveway next door to her house. You stop at the stop sign where it's required at the stop sticks. This is the view that you see. So as you can see, if you're looking north, there is an issue of any oncoming traffic. This is typically what you want to see, and that's where you need to be parked. And as you can tell, where Peninsula comes out, it's very close to that roadway on Peninsula. So you're really putting yourself out there to see around that corner. Now, after talking to Ms. Glass several times, within that week, She did go out and cut it back, so this is what was here on November 15th. Now you can see the stop sign. And you can see down that road. There is a little pile of debris that's there, which has been removed. That was left over from some of the hurricane items, and as well as her vegetation. But that's been cleared out, so you can even see a little bit farther down the street. And that's where that picture was taken from. But at this point, the property is in compliance. Ms. Glass is here to speak on her behalf. The town would be asking for an order of noncompliance. That's so if this happens again next year, we can treat her as a repeat violation and assess the $250 administrative fee. But Ms. Glass is here. I do not believe she's been sworn in, if she would like to discuss her case.
Can you go back several slides?
Why would it be noncompliance next year and not this year?
The order of noncompliance because she was in violation of the code currently when this was written. So the reason for the order of noncompliance is so if it does happen again, we can treat it as a repeat violation, and we do not have to give her time to correct. We can immediately summons her to this board.
Yeah, but I thought you had something for the last 3 or 4 years.
We did, but she corrected it, but this one just lingered.
Okay.
Okay.
Understood.
Okay.
So this is the first time before the board?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And if we don't do something, somebody else will be back here next year again.
Well, Ms. Glass is here.
Do you want to testify about this your case? Please step up to the microphone here. Number one, you need to be sworn in. Ms. Glass, so please.
Julie Glass, right 96 hand. Ocean View Avenue.
Raise your right hand.
Sorry.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony is the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I planted these for privacy from the dog park and from a nuisance neighbor that's no longer there. I did remove the items, but because they didn't pick the hurricane debris up until after the 10 days, it looked like I hadn't done it within his time. I know he's doing a great job making sure everything looks good in the neighborhood. I apologize. I have a handicap, and I'm the only one that can work on my yard, and I did get as much as I can, and I'm grateful to live in Ponce Inlet, and I'm just trying to make the house look nice. I actually had people come by and stop me and yell at me when I was trimming them down, the trees. I don't know. This is what I had to trim down. People were yelling at me because I was trimming them. There are other neighbors, which he did tell me, that have worse visibility than me, but that has nothing to do with me, and I take pride in making the neighborhood look nice, especially because I'm right by the dog park. And I assure you that I'll continue to make sure that the property is more maintained. I'm spending more time in the evening after work to make sure the property looks okay. And I really am sorry for having to make all of you fine people be here today because I took too long to trim some things down. But again, I did remedy what he asked. It's just on the 21st they came and posted it, but they didn't pick up the debris till the 23rd. So it appeared that I hadn't done it in time when you just couldn't see it because the debris from the storm was all the way up to here.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Glass.
Sorry.
So, Dave, you're looking for a motion to find the property in noncompliance. Is now in compliance?
Yes.
Are we assessing a $250?
Yes, please.
Administrative fee and to dismiss the case?
Correct.
Can we go through the timeline again?
Yes.
Yeah. So the case originally started September 20th.
September 20th, that says September 5th.
That's when this photo was taken. I'm sorry. Case started September 20th.
September 20th.
Yep. Is when the case started. at this date, September should say November 5th. You see it right there on the photo. That was
so that's when was the property owner notified?
He was notified a few days after the original letter was sent.
And what date would that be?
I do not know. She called me because she received the letter from the post office. That she received letter that they tried to summons, deliver a certified letter to her.
She received notice that she had a notice, but she didn't know what the notice was.
Correct. And then she called me.
And what date was that?
I don't have the exact date, but within a week of that letter.
So November 15th?
No, September.
September 15th, okay.
And then we went back out in November.
5th?
5th.
And when was the last hurricane?
October 7th.
That was October, right? Okay.
That was late October.
November 5th?
It was late October. I don't know the exact date.
Okay, November 5th is when you went back out.
Yep. And that's what it looked like in November. So as you can tell, there was nothing really done from September to through November. And then it was only after we posted the property and had her for here is when she started doing the work.
Can we go back two pictures? One more. All right. When that picture was taken, you were not at the stop sign.
Correct.
So it looks like it's, you know. I'm just saying.
Out of clarification, that she has unique requirements being on a corner lot. Mm-hmm. As you talk about, and I agree, there's a lot of growth that comes out into the road, those types of things. But what I'm seeing here is the corner lot has very specific requirements and responsibilities to ensure safety.
Yes.
That stop sign is clearly obscured that's in there. And the real question, I'm going to go back around, is who's responsible for making sure the stop sign's visible? Is the town going to go around and remind people all the time, or is it the owner's responsibility? And I think you need to, going forward, accept the responsibility that town can't come by and just say, do it, and you got so many days. There is a responsibility that goes through that, that's traffic safety. That's what you're here primarily to do. It's not so much about the trees or the bushes or anything. It's traffic safety issue.
Well, yeah, that's...
Does the Ponce Inlet Maintenance Department do any trimming of any trees on any signs?
I would have to ask them. I know when it comes to trimming trees on that are coming off of private lots, they're a little bit more hesitant to do that. And the main reason being is they just don't want to be confronted by a homeowner because it'd be like, oh, that's a $1 million tree, right? Or a special tree that only blooms once a year. So it's easier to try to make contact with the owner and say, hey, look, we got a line of sight visibility issue, safety issue, and you need to take care of it.
Well, as we have said earlier today, the personal opinion, if this was unsafe, the city should have taken care of it.
The ordinance, the spirit of the ordinance is for corner lots is the safety issue. That's the reason it's there. So it is on the homeowner.
I know that, but I'm saying if the town knew this was unsafe, the town should have corrected it.
And the city, okay.
I don't mean notifying the homeowner that they need to fix it. And then
I agree with what you're saying. In my opinion, this town should take care of the stop sign, but that doesn't negate the fact that you can't see around the corner.
And I'm going to go on record to disagree.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like if you look
at twofold.
Yeah, but if you look at this photo here, stop signs, it's not.
I'm going to go on record and disagree with that the town should have taken care of it. The ordinance reads clearly that if you have a corner lot, it has to be pulled back 25 feet, and it's there for a safety purpose. That's the reason the ordinance is there. And as homeowners who do not live on a corner lot, we still have our own requirements under an ordinance. Can't pick and choose which ordinances we want to follow and which ones the city should enforce, should be following. So it's not the city's responsibility to cut that back. It is the homeowner. The ordinance is there. So I disagree.
Where the sign is.
Yeah.
But I agree with the rest.
Yeah.
The 25. Well, should we make a motion? I'll make a motion to find case 2024-728, noncompliance now is in compliance, and assess the $250 administration fee.
And to dismiss the case.
And dismiss the case.
And do we add anything about bringing the case back next year to that motion?
No, because if it comes back next
comes
year...
back. It's as I do, that was a question. Yeah. You know, if it comes back, it comes back.
Second.
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
Mr. Van Valkenburg?
Yes.
And Mr. Kane?
Yes.
And the motion passes 5-0.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Glass.
So where do I have to, when I may go find that money, where am I supposed to bring it?
You can bring it to town hall in either one of the offices in the building department or where you pay your utility bill. And you can do cash, check, or money order or credit card. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on, 9E, case number 2024-758, property address 76 Glenview Avenue. Mr. Hooker.
Thank you. Case number 2024-758, Ashley Beck, Jonathan and Darlene Beck. I'm sorry, that should not be Beck, should be Hinton. 76 Glenview Avenue, alleged violations of Florida Building Code Section 105.1, required, synopsis, work without a permit. Property appraiser's notes depicting ownership as a homesteaded parcel. Property tax rolls, as well as the warranty deed. Notice of violation. Started on October 8th with a compliance date of October 30th for an air condenser being installed without required permits or inspection approval. Certified mail with the last digits of 4567 with a certified receipt that was signed by Ms. Beck. These are the cases involving that particular property. And as you can tell, there's nothing for an air conditioning unit being installed. Here's the second page. Photo authentication affidavit, three photographs dated October 8th. First photograph was the contractor's vehicle. There's no licensing on the vehicle. License or name, number as required under Florida statute. And you can see the old air conditioning compressor over there on the left, and the new one being installed with the worker. And there's the box for the condenser as well. There has been a permit applied for. I'm sorry, there has not been a permit applied for. Staff would, at this point, would ask for an order of noncompliance, grant 14 days, which would be on or before December 9th, to apply for required permit, and also the $250 administrative fee.
David, I have a question that relates back to the prior case. So based on it looks like either you or Travis was on site when that was being removed.
Yes.
And you spoke with the contractor on that. Do you guys not document who you've spoken with and get information like their license number? Because it was a white van that I saw out there.
Yeah, that was Mr. Mincy. We've had a coaching moment on that, and it'll be better documented in the future.
Who's Mr. Mincy?
He's our rental housing inspector.
Okay, can you go back to the picture?
Yes,
I can tell you who that contractor was. That was John's Appliances, I would assure that, from John Hilton owning that house.
So there's also an additional question, is this even a licensed contractor that's doing the installation?
Yeah. Look at the shirt. He's got the shirt on, John's Appliance shirt on.
No permit has been issued or applied for.
Correct.
And certainly then no inspection has been
correct.
has happened.
Did you say that nice house is owned by John's Appliance?
It's owned by John Hilton.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what Dave said.
That's him in the picture.
No, that's not John.
That's not Mr. Hinton.
Oh, okay, but that's his one of his employees.
Correct.
Yes,
probably.
That's what I meant.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
We can't say for sure.
We can say it's a gentleman. There's possibly wearing a T-shirt.
It looks like it's
John's Appliance.
He's got blue underwear.
That's advertising.
Looks like their shirt.
It does.
Yeah, and shorts.
Listen, I don't think we need a lot of discussion on this case.
This is easy. Yeah.
You know, I'll make a motion to find the property in noncompliance, to give the homeowner 14 days to apply for the permit, to assess the $250 administrative fee, and to bring it back at the next meeting.
I'll second.
Wait, before we second that, before we vote, the question is, what are we going to do after December 9th? Okay. What are we doing after December 9th, after 14 days? Just bringing it back to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else can we do?
I don't know, but the next meeting is not till January, and we may or may not have a permit by then.
If they don't, then between December 9th and the next meeting, we could find them
from
December 9th forward.
Mm.
But we said no discussion, but Dave, you did mention they are aware that they do need a permit.
Yes.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
I'm sorry?
I'll second the motion.
I think Elena seconded it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say
it. And I would just like to point out that John Hinton knows that he needs a permit.
I think that's a given.
And you already gave him an 8-day grace period, according to this.
Yeah. So. Deb, do you have all that? Pretty easy.
So find the property in noncompliance. Allow 14 days or until December 9th to apply for the permit. Assess the $250 administrative fee and bring it back at the next meeting.
Correct.
And it is seconded by, I have Ms. Richards.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Yes. Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Richards.
Yes.
Mr. Van Valkenburgh.
Yes.
Mr. Michael.
Yes.
Ms. Cannon.
Yes.
And the motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. And last but not least, 9F, case number 2024-833, property address 4699 South Atlantic Ave. Mr. Hooker, please.
Thank you. Case number 2024-833, Donna Logie, care of the Logie Family Qualified Residence Trust at 4699 South Atlantic Avenue. Alleged violations of the Florida Building Code, section 105.1, required. Synopsis, work without a permit. Property appraiser's note depicting ownership, non-homesteaded parcel, tax rolls, warranty deed. In the warranty deed, it came up as a management company of TWIM LLC, which is also part of Donna Logie property. This case was established on October 22nd, 2024, with a compliance date of November 7th. This is for construction of stairs and a rooftop deck being installed without required permits. The first letter was received back to us as unable to forward. However, we posted the property in compliance with the Florida statute and sent it first-class mail. On November 5th, with the attached notice of violation and the affidavit of posting November 5th. Photo authentication affidavit, 11 photographs, one photograph dated March 11th, two on November 5th, two on November 18th, and six on October 22nd of all of 2024. Posting of notice of violation at Town Hall, as well as a stop work order on 4699. Just a different view. This was part of the stairs that was being delivered. This was when Mr. Mincy arrived, the stairs was on the ground in a protection zone. You'll see the little sign just in the foreground there, almost directly across from the gentleman. In a few minutes, you'll see what that sign states. He did, once we advised him that it can't be there, he did lift it and put that stairway on that property. They were offloading the staircase in that beach parking lot at Ocean View. Just a copy of the company doing the work and part of the decking that was going up. Mr. Mincy and I did speak to the contractor, and he understood that a permit was needed and applied for a permit, and it's still in the review process. So this protection zone is protected because of gopher turtles, and there's the sign. And just to the right of that, you can see the burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the staircase was over at that time.
God almighty.
This is where the deck is going to be installed. There was one previously there, and they just removed it and is going to do some work there to replace it. And this is the outline of the property. So in the blue is that deck area. You can see it's fairly large. It was about 8 by 12. And then, of course, the red area is that designated protection zone. So this is for the replacement of roof deck and stairs. They did apply on November 15th. It is still in review. Mr. Baker, our building official, was out of the office last week, so he's a little bit behind on reviews. But at this point, we'd ask for an order of noncompliance, assess the $250 admin fee, and bring it back at our January meeting for further adjudication if the permit has not been issued and paid for.
What did he do with the stairs after he picked them up from the protected area?
He put it behind the fence onto the owner's property. They had all intentions of doing it all that day, so we stopped them. So we made them move it out of the protection zone onto the property.
So the construction was not taken on the protected, it was just they were having to cross that in order to...
They were laying material in the protection zone.
Yeah.
They were actually going to lay material.
Then they brought it to their attention, they picked it up and took it over the fence.
I'm trying to rooftop, you said a rooftop deck, and I'm trying to visualize...
Yeah.
Instead of putting the building material on the property, they were just going to put it in the protected zone.
Who applied for the permit, the owner or the contractor?
It was the contractor.
Anybody?
I'll make a motion. Find case 2024-833 in noncompliance. Bring it back before us in the January meeting and assess the $250 administration fee.
A second.
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
Mr. Rimbaugh?
Yes.
And Mr. Fink?
Yes. Moving on, attorney discussion.
Nothing today, thank you.
Nothing?
Nothing today, thank you.
Staff?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Staff and board discussion? Dan?
I have Ms. Bailey Hornbuckle. She is our new administrative assistant. Steve, as you know, Steve was here before Stanley, and Steve went on to become an airline traffic controller.
Wow.
He's recently passed his exam, so he's down in Miami working at Miami International. So he's doing that. Stanley decided to go back to Public Works as a supervisor. So we were very, very fortunate to steal, and I'm going to say that, steal this Hornbuckle from the city of Port Orange. She brings a wealth of knowledge into code enforcement and animal control. So we're welcome to have her. She's
welcome.
Very good.
Welcome.
And the
one for the ones who do not know, this is Ms. New. She's filling in for Mr.
Yes.
Drew today. Also, very wealth of knowledge. Worked with the firm for a little over a year.
A little over a year, yeah.
Okay. You may see more of her.
Nice, aren't they nice board?
Yeah.
They're nice board, aren't they?
Welcome.
Terrific.
Does anybody have any information on the next year's process of continuing with this code enforcement?
Isn't that what you wanted to know?
I do have a question. Yeah.
Is there any up?
Yes. So the town council recently passed ordinance to adopt a special magistrate program in lieu of the enforcement board. There is an RFP, an RFQ.
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 I don't know what the Q is, but.
Qualifications.
Okay.
RFP is request for proposal, and RFQ is based on qualifications. That has been advertised. They're looking at I would anticipate sometime in April, maybe to move from the board to the magistrate. But that's all
but
still
if they're,
in the air.
But Dave, if they're doing an RFQ, they still have to do an RFP
yes.
or a bid, ITB. So they still have to get through that qualification phase, which may take till April or before April?
I really don't know. I would give you the answers if I knew. I would anticipate sometime in April, maybe when the process is done, and then it's just when do you want to bring them on board.
So for those of us whose terms are expiring, how is this working? There was no appointments being made for next year.
I would assume that they would have to.
What does the statute say, Dave? Say they stay on until they replace or has work.
Well, the Florida statute says you're at the leisure of town council. So I would have, but they tried to do in December, try to renew everybody that's up for that year. I will get with the town manager to see how they would like to handle that. But I would assume since the board's eventually going to be dissolved, that they would keep everybody in place until the process is in place.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm directly involved. I'm the one that's expiring this year.
Right.
So
you're one of two.
A little bit of, one of two, yes. And yeah. A little knowledge as to what's happening on January 1 would be very helpful before
yeah.
January 1.
Yeah. So I'll find that out and I'll give you a
call.
Same
mood.
Thank you.
I'll definitely give you and the other person a call. So I appreciate that.
What are the qualifications going to be, Dave, for a magistrate eventually?
Well, typically, your magistrate is a attorney, which is
okay.
With the Florida Bar, and acts as this board. So instead of having 5 to 7 members, it's just one individual.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the same status as the board. They'll hear testimony and then make a recommendation based on the evidence that was presented.
It will be done in open forum, just like this is?
Yes.
Open forum?
Public hearing.
Yes, it needs to be.
So he has to have, or he or she has to have a law degree and some background in building codes and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Typically,
yeah. Okay. That's good. Good to know.
Next thing on the agenda, or on the discussion, is there's a young lady who owns a house up on South Atlantic that had a permit to do a lot of work on it. And I don't recall her name. I happened to walk past it a couple days ago, and it still looks like hell. Don't know if anything's being done.
It was listed for sale, and the storms, I think, knocked the signs down. I don't know if she took it off or not.
They're back up today.
They're back up?
Lean it against the post.
Okay.
Yeah, so just as for the discussion with that, the order from the board was have them secure the permits. And they've done that, and the permits are valid for 6 months. They expire, if I'm not mistaken, is in December. So
what happens when those permits expire and, you know, pretty much nothing has been done?
We would
go back to us.
Cite the property for an expired permit and then bring it back and have another discussion.
Okay.
This lady was in here more than once.
Multiple times, yes.
Right.
Yes.
OK,
Okay, and I have one other issue. I just wanted to know where we stood in terms of that discussion we had with the judge last time we met.
That's right.
And where the council is with that. I know there was something about
rental permits
going to the state of Florida and getting an opinion from the, okay.
Yes, so town council approved a letter. I know Ms. New might want to talk to that. Maybe. Do you know anything about that?
Or? I do. Oh. I do.
Take it away.
Yeah, so our office has submitted a letter to the Attorney General, so we are just waiting to hear back. There's not a particular time frame for which they're required to respond, so I don't know how inundated they are at the moment with requests, but that's where we are, so we're just waiting on an opinion from them, or I guess a response as to whether or not they're going to provide an opinion. So I don't see why they wouldn't, but you never know.
So we have filed for the, we've done that?
Yes, okay. Ma'am. We have sent them.
And we're just waiting back from Ashley Moody's office to?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's another case of waiting on the state.
It always is.
Yeah, I don't know the timeline for typically responding from the Attorney General's office, so I can't stipulate to that, but I know it has been sent. It was sent, I think, last month.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else? Anyone? In that case, it is 11:12. We are adjourned. See you all. Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Happy,
and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everybody.